Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to episode 213. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on, boys?
Whole lot of fun.
Yeah, getting together, having a good time.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the plan, right?
That is the plan.
That's, we're not getting together, but we're on the screens together.
Yeah.
We do what we can, right?
Yep, this is going to be our new normal for the foreseeable future.
I do not like that term. I loathe that term. I'm going to say everything but the H word.
I think the last episode, it turned out pretty well, though. These little microphones. So,
was that the Haunted Louisville?
No, it was with,
it was
what was the episode that I listened to?
You're talking about the one from the weekend. Oh, goodness sakes. What did we do? Oh, that's terrible. I can't remember either.
Yeah, it was the mini.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think what, what was that? Doesn't matter, but it sounded good. So at least we have these little microphones that makes it sound better.
Yeah. Castle,
it is the Castle of Good Hope.
Yes. It was my pick, too. Yeah.
I was like, it was a memorable one. We know that.
Yes. I turned some of the employees onto our podcast.
Did you?
From Ohio. And as soon as I said paranormal, Tiffany, her and her husband work for us. And she's like, oh, that's my jam. What is it?
Described
it instantly. And they listened to it on the way home, the torture devices episode. And she's like, for a second, I didn't know who was who voice wise, but then I heard you. I got your laugh. So, yeah, cool. We'll have some new listeners.
That's cool.
Good deal. That's always a good thing.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they enjoyed it.
Nice. I thought you were going to say they wrecked their car or something.
Well,
I guess it's garbage.
Scott, her husband, he said they live like 2 hours from the job. So he was driving, and she was like half asleep, and they're listening to the episode. And we said something. I think the name of one of the torture devices, something about an eagle.
Oh, yeah, the Blood Eagle.
Yeah, the Blood Eagle. And
did they look it up?
No, they knew what it was.
Ooh.
They practice like a what is it? Nordic religion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And so she like came halfway out of sleep and laughed and was like, Blood Eagle. Fell back to sleep.
That's hilarious.
You laugh now.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Right. That's what I think. That's still the most disturbing one.
Oh yeah.
But people really like that episode. Like Todd kept saying, like, man, it's like going gangbusters.
Yeah.
Sick freaks, right?
I guess.
Well, we were the sick freaks that started it, and so they were like, hey, this sounds good.
Torturous freaks.
I think we'll just still go with creepies.
Torturous creepy freaks.
There you go.
Yeah, it did. It's doing really well on the listens. So
Maybe we should just put torture in front of everything. Every episode says you just torture this and torture that.
Yeah.
We might get a different crowd.
Yeah, it's definitely doing well. So you guys having a good week so far? Good.
Yeah. Few little headaches at work that I mentioned to you guys earlier, but
Yeah.
we're moving on.
I hear you.
I'm staying busy, but things are good. I can't complain. I'm a little tired, but I think that's pretty normal for all of us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I overslept today. I was sleeping so good, I overslept, which isn't too much longer than I usually get up because I can't get up. But still, I had my alarm set wrong, and man, I overslept, and I was like, oh man. So, but no, it's been an all right week. So finally take our taxes in tomorrow, get that out of the way, and then it's Friday.
Yay.
Yeah.
Better weather ahead.
Must be decent tomorrow, 62.
Yep.
Then back to the 40s, and then I think 50s next week.
Yep.
April's been awful lately, or
Yeah, it's
so
up
far.
and down and all around.
So far, I didn't mean lately. Yeah.
Cold at night.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's been I think yesterday and today in the morning, like 26 here in Ohio.
Yeah, that's what it was here, but around the 30 mark, at least freezing. We've got some
Yeah.
frost advisories.
Yeah.
It's funny because last night, so I switched the vents and did the fans, turned the fans in the opposite direction, all this because it got so hot. And I told Jen, I said, I don't think we're gonna have to start turning on the air conditioning. Well, we did because it was 70, 80 degrees there for a while. And then I refused to turn it back because it takes a lot of work to do all that. But the problem is now you got to turn the heat on, so you have to really be careful not to turn it up too much. And I had it turned down to like 62, 63, and I was like, I woke up shivering last night. And then I turned it up, but I turned it up too hot. And then like within an hour, I felt like we were cooking. And so I'm like, okay, it's like trying to set the right temperature for a turkey. Like, oh my gosh. Jenna was like, whatever you do, don't touch the heat like that again. She's like, that was miserable. I'm like, I know, I could not figure it out. Ice cold downstairs, no matter what. But
Yeah, that's what happens when you have a two-story and only one AC and
I know we that's a, that was one thing I regret that we didn't get two. You really need it.
Our upstairs gets whatever the temperature is outside is what it is in our master bedroom
Yeah.
upstairs. If it's 90 degrees outside, it's 95 inside, and vice versa. So we had whoever built the house. I don't know if it was who built the house originally, but somebody put a they installed it into the brick, a air conditioner, like a window air conditioner.
Nice.
We've used it before in the past, but
Yeah.
it uses so much electricity, and it's like,
Oh, yeah. Not
forget
cost
it.
effective.
Yeah, we just open up the balcony window or the French doors and then just run fans. But yeah, it's not vent or not what am I trying to say? It's not very good on the heating and air. So, oh well.
Not ducked very well.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nate. Ducked, yeah.
Well,
Yeah, something like that.
our house was so
Duck,
bad. Our house was so bad, we had to put a whole new system up in the attic in the second floor. So I feel
I remember.
that it's expensive to do. Luckily, we lucked out and had the money to do it. So.
Yep. Well, good. I'm glad that the week is going decent for you guys and myself, and hopefully the creepies are having a good week. How about the first sponsor, Nate?
Are you tired of an itchy, unruly beard? Want a beard that looks great, feels amazing, and smells masculine and sexy? Meet your new best friend, Cultured Creature Beard Balm. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is a game changer. Made with all natural ingredients like mango butter, shea butter, argan, avocado, jojoba, grape seed, and meadowform seed oil, it nourishes your beard and the skin beneath. Say goodbye to dryness and itchiness, and hello to soft, well-groomed, and great-smelling beard. Not only does it tame your mane, but it also leaves a subtle, masculine scent with options like Cuban tobacco, sandalwood and bourbon, cedar and leather, and more. Feel confident all day, whether at the office or on a date or at the gym. It's easy to use. Just rub a small amount between your palm and work it into your beard. Simple and effective, and no mess. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is handmade, organic, and natural. Made by a father-daughter duo with over 20 years of beard care experience. It's packed with vitamins and nutrients and zero additives or preservatives. Ready to transform your beard? Visit refineyourwildside.com and use promo code MAKO10, that's MAACO10, for an extra 10% off your first order. Plus, all Cultured Creature Beard Balm is already 20% off, so that's 30% off your first order. Cultured Creature Beard Balm, where nature meets nurture for the ultimate beard care experience. Don't tame your wild side, refine it with Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
That was Cultured Creature Beard Balm. How about that? Cultured
I like creature. How you slow it down.
Culture. I had to tonight. My mind.
Give it its just due, right?
Cultured Creature Beard Balm. There we go. I said a little faster.
Really lets it sink in that way.
Yeah. And take it from Nate. Use the product. Get it.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Yes.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be your first flub up. I was waiting for it.
Just wait. Somebody's got a flub up.
Wait a minute. What do you mean the first flub up? Hold on. You expect multiple? Well, you could be right.
He knows I'm on here.
Well, with Sean and I, you never know. Well, thank you, Micah, for your sponsorship. We appreciate it. And like Sean would say, go get you some.
Go get you some. You won't regret it.
Huh?
You won't regret it.
Won't regret it.
Tame your wild side.
I love that. I do love the read. I do love it. Well, we are to that point in the show, everybody's favorite part, the Todd's dad joke of the show. Are you guys ready?
I hear crickets. No, I'm kidding. Yes, I'm ready.
Nate, are you ready?
I'm always ready.
You were born ready. I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand. Well, how do you organize a space party? How would you organize a space party?
Very carefully.
Very carefully. That's not it. That's not the answer, but.
Space party.
Nate, you have any ideas?
Nothing is coming to my mind quickly.
Creepies, I'm gonna give you a few more seconds. You guys give?
I give.
Sean, you give?
I do.
You plan it, of course.
I was trying to think moon. I was thinking something.
You plan it.
I was thinking like orbits.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
That is Todd's dad joke of the show, and you are welcome as always.
You planted that one, didn't you?
I did plan it. I planted it.
Todd, you'd be proud of me. I used two of your riddles with a patient of mine.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Ooh, I like these." She couldn't get either one of them. It was the, what bats but never hits, the eyelashes. And then the fence one, what runs around a baseball field but never moves. And she couldn't get either one of them. She's like, "I like those." So I told her, I said, "I'll keep them coming. I got a lot where that came from."
That's funny. That's good. That's good that you guys are using my riddles and jokes. That's what you should be doing on a daily basis.
I normally can't remember those things, which is hilarious. But I'm starting to get some of them to sink in, and it's funny because this particular lady had a stroke, so she has some memory issues, and so she's like, "Oh, I need this," and I'm like, "You do." So I'm gonna do the planet one tomorrow.
There you go.
When I see her.
There you go. All right. Well, Sean,
Yes.
do you have the first announcements?
I do. We come here every week for the guy time, the paranormal, the creepy, lots of fun, right? But the most important thing that we do is we want to make sure that you guys are out there getting help. So call or text 988 or text home to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. So go get you some help.
Yes, sir. Amen to that.
Yep.
Get yourself healthy.
Hopefully the when the weather remains good, nice and warm and all that, that'll help people
Yeah.
be able to get outside where it's not cold and rainy, or I don't
It's
think we'll have snow anytime soon, but
surprising how so many people are affected by weather.
yeah, that's true. Yep, that's true. I am not so much, but I battle it anyway, so it doesn't matter if it's 80 and sunny or 20 and snowy.
Yeah, weather doesn't typically bug me, unless we have like something really fun planned, like going to an amusement park or something like that. It's like, that's the last thing we need is for it to rain.
Yeah.
Just adds another obstacle to the day, but usually, I mean, it doesn't bug me.
Right. Yeah, I hear you. Well, thank you, Sean, for that.
No problem.
Excellent job. Excellent job. I'm going to read off the special announcement. As always, we have our Creepshow 2025 live event on Saturday, September 20th. This event will start at 6 p.m. and the doors will open at 5:30. Tickets are only $10 and they can be paid for by using cash, Venmo, or PayPal. And it's going to be at the Greenwood Happy Haunt store. We're going to have two guest speakers, Austin Lawrence and Sin Schrader Hill. And they're going to be with us to share some spooky stories. If anyone wants to be a sponsor of our event, message me on Facebook or email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. So you can be a sponsor.
Yay.
And why wouldn't you want to be a sponsor of the Make a Live event? I mean,
That's a rhetorical question, right? I mean,
that's
it's a
right.
given.
That's it is it.
Hottest ticket in town.
Hottest ticket in town.
What
That's
I've
right.
heard.
That's right. It'll be
What is
fun.
that the kids are saying right now? Has nothing to do with the hottest ticket, but it makes me think of that chicken jockey. Have you been hearing everybody say that?
No.
From the mine, it's the Minecraft
Minecraft.
movie. It's a line that Jack Black says during a like a fight scene, and it was going around TikTok before it even was like popular in the theaters. But during that scene, a lot of the theaters are going crazy because they just think it's hilarious, and so they're all like yelling it and screaming it and yelling and screaming during it. And they said some movie theaters are like condoning people and saying, you cannot be this disruptive during a movie, and like literally everybody is doing it. And just because it's like, come on, it's a movie. If you get excited during a movie or something, that you're like happens that is like nostalgic or whatever, people just react. So it's like you cannot tell people not to react during a movie. That's silly.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, it's kind of annoying after you hear it 1,000 times, like my kids, but it is pretty funny though. I guess I'll have to see the movie, but they said it was actually surprisingly good.
Doesn't look like anything I want to see, but
No, I thought the same thing. And they said, even Harrison, because Harrison loved Minecraft when he was younger, and William liked it a little bit. And, they knew the concepts and everything. But even Claire, and Claire's normally really hard to please on that stuff, she said, yeah, it was actually really good. They said it was funny and entertaining, and actually, it wasn't as silly as they thought it was going to be.
I'll probably wait until it comes out on one of my streaming apps.
Yeah, I think it's a wise choice.
Well, excellent. Sean,
Yes.
that time to tell our creepies what we're going to do for this episode.
We have a creeped out freestyle, and it is number 10. And if interested, please check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic. But we really just use our brains and whatever for source links, right?
I was going to tell you not to read that, but that's
Yeah,
all
I
right.
know. Mark that. I was like,
He's like
yeah.
Ron Burgundy. If you put it in front of him, he's gonna read it.
Well, that's what I and I was I know. Hey, I'm gonna use a source link just for that, right?
He's Sean Burgundy.
Now I gotta find something to source.
I didn't want to remove that because it's a pain typing that in. So
I get it.
I meant to tell you just not to read that part, but
Strike that from the record, creepies.
that's
Act like
if
it never
interested,
happened.
don't worry about it. Just I'm gonna put dot 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 after the episode.
That's funny.
Yeah, I know. I'm starting to read it. I was like, yeah, I probably didn't need to read that.
That's all right. That's all right. Well, freestyle number 10, huh? Yeah.
How the heck did we get to 10?
We had a change of plans. We had a guest chat scheduled, and our guests had a tragedy in their family, so they had to back out. So that's feel bad for them.
Understandable.
Yeah. So the creepies get a freestyle, so they get to hear us jabber about whatever.
Like whatever.
Yeah, sometimes whatever is fine.
What? Ever. Not that kind of
Whatever.
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 That's exactly. That's smack talk from our kids, right?
Yeah.
Or our wives.
So the news we got today, I'm going to start off first here. I guess we can say it. I don't know. I was pretty bummed when we got the news from our friend Pete Peterson.
Oh,
Yeah.
man.
He got a new job offer from the Buffalo Zoo and he took it.
Yeah.
So he's going to be moving, what do you say, mid-June, I think.
Yeah. Yep.
I am happy for him, but I'm bummed that he's going to be
Yep.
7 hours away from us.
Yeah. We'll miss him, but he, like you said, he'll still be listening from a distance and instigating for our, I think instigating is a good way to put it. Instigating for our podcast, right?
Instigate.
Getting some creepies drummed up in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've enjoyed all of our get-togethers for dinner with them, and
Now we're gonna have to meet halfway, Buffalo to Indy.
it'll be a sad loss not going out to dinner with them.
Yeah, we can meet him in like what, Columbus, Ohio. That'd be right,
That's
Nate.
where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
Right? We all meet Columbus.
I looked up the distance and it said I think 7 hours, I think 6 hours and 40 minutes or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
From Buffalo to Indy. So round up to 7 hours. So that'd be kinda in between.
We need to go out before he leaves then.
Yep.
A few times.
And he's buying just because he's leaving.
Exactly right, Pete. That's right. Well, when he comes and he does any guest chat or we're not guest chats, but guest hosting and all that kind of stuff, or just coming on the show, we know we can do it virtually.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's true.
He said he's only a phone call or a message away.
That's true.
Yeah, typically in today's time of technology.
I saw your response, John, and I was like, oh, what's he responding to? And then I read Pete's message and I was like, oh, good for him. That's awesome. But
Yeah.
dang.
I said, that's wonderful and terrible all at the same time. I love it. I hate it. Boo. No, I'm proud of him. We're proud of him, and we want him to do well and be happy. And I told Jenna, we had the National Honor Society for William and I, seventh graders, and I turned to her. I said, "Pete's leaving," she said, "Pete's leaving," and I said, "Pete Peterson." She goes, "Where's he going?" So she goes, "Well, that's cool though." She's like, "You should be happy for him." And I said, "We are." I said, "We're just gonna miss him."
He just wants to get closer to the Yankees and
And the Buffalo Bills.
he's not, man, those winners up there. Whew.
Oh, you're gonna suck.
Man.
Well, you can go see some NHL games.
Yeah, you get some
Save
Sabre games. Yeah. That's true. You have to watch his Philadelphia Flyers play Buffalo. Yeah, I don't think the Sabres, I'm not sure if they were good this year or not. I don't didn't pay attention.
it. I haven't been hearing their name quite often.
No.
Doesn't mean anything, but
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
everybody's following Ovechkin. He finally broke Wayne Gretzky's scoring record.
Yeah.
What was the record? I think it was
894 or something.
894.
Woo!
Yeah.
Good Lord.
So, yeah, he tied it and now he broke it.
Yeah.
He broke it. He
A lot
broke
of
it in
gold.
half.
That is a lot of gold.
Yep.
Gretzky's still the best to me. Just like when, Jordan's not the all-time leading scorer in the NBA, but he to me is the best NBA player ever to play, best basketball player, period. But Ovechkin, he is tough.
Oh yeah. No, you have to look at the era that they played in. I mean, yeah, the goalies have more sophisticated padding, a little bit bigger, but they're faster and more solid technique.
Yeah.
And
More agile.
the sticks are more designed better with different materials nowadays, so you can hit the puck harder. Versus Wayne Gretzky's time when most of the sticks were just plain wood for the most
Yeah.
part. So yeah, I mean, there's no shame in it or nothing, but
Nope.
records are meant to be broken, and you just got to look at that particular player in the time frame that they played. They're outstanding and great at, during their time.
But yeah, you can look at it that way. And then, when Gretzky played, they didn't have the, not that he was like playing in the 50s and 60s, but they just have, everything's better these days, conditioning and modern medicine and everything, So yeah, I totally get what you're saying. That's true. And then, but then Gretzky had some things going against him where he, better equipment and yeah, it's a heck of a feat. That's a lot of goals to score. So good for him. I used to hate him. I didn't like him because I don't like the Capitals. I don't like them as a team, but I like him. They were always kind of a nemesis to the Pittsburgh Penguins, so they
I
had
know
some good battles.
the goalie that he scored the goal on after the game gave him his stick.
That's cool.
Ovechkin signed some pucks for some of the teammates. They asked for some pucks signed by Ovechkin. And then the goalie, he said, at the end of the season, I'll give you my glove.
Oh, wow.
I think the name just sounds fun to say, Ovechkin.
Ovechkin.
Ovechkin. Sounds like something you wouldn't eat. You would eat around on your plate. I don't want to eat
Yeah.
my Ovechkin. You don't have to eat your Ovechkin.
Now, one thing he's not going to break is assist. He's not much of a passer.
Oh yeah. No, he's not a passer. He's a sniper.
That's what Gretzky has. He's got the goals and the assists.
Oh yeah, Gretzky was like pretty much 2 to 1.
Yeah.
He'd have
I mean,
two assists
he's
for
got more
every
assists
goal.
than, yeah, I mean, pretty amazing. His stats are pretty amazing. And
Oh yeah.
I would imagine, has Ovechkin played longer than Gretzky? I haven't heard.
I think so. I think he's, or
More
well,
games.
I think they may be sort of comparable.
Okay.
But yeah, I've seen a few charts like showing their years and how many goals per year and stuff. And Ovechkin really put the gas pedal down later in his career.
Yeah.
And Gretzky sort of slowed down a little bit. So like Gretzky had them at the beginning of their careers, and then they sort of were even, and then Ovechkin started scoring more and Gretzky started scoring less in their later year of their career.
Right. Because Gretzky is the all-time leading points, leader points, and I don't think anybody's going to break that. Just
Well,
because he has so many assists.
all the assists, yeah.
It's going to be hard to do that. But yeah, cool. Here's your hockey talk for the episode.
There are hockey fans out there loving it, I bet.
Maybe.
Others, well,
Creepy's
we
the
can turn
term
it
hockey.
creepy. It's a the New Jersey Devils.
Oh, that's right. The Jersey Devil. That's right. Well, yeah.
I had something that I put on the Facebook group. I think we've mentioned it before, but I wanted to see what you guys thought. It's the third man syndrome. Did you see that?
Oh,
They had a
yeah.
pretty cool picture of a guy kind of like struggling, but I think he's in, well, he is in like army garb, like military, and he's climbing through snow and mountains. And it says the third man syndrome, also referred to as unseen presence syndrome, is a phenomenon reported by adventurers and explorers in survival situations. These individuals describe an unexpected presence that provides practical advice and encouragement during their traumatic experiences. And it shows this little guy in a hood, with these little just eyes, and but not really there. It's like, but you don't realize it until later. There's stories of, like groups of three people, three guys, and then they get out of some kind of a, life-threatening situation, and they're like, did you guys see another guy? What, weren't there four of us? I'm like, yeah, there's a guy, so I think it's interesting, are they hallucinating? Is it spiritual? Is it demonic? Is it, like they're, but if they're being helped, you'd think it would be a good presence, right?
Right.
Happens to
I
me
don't know.
every time I go to the bathroom.
What's that? You get third man syndrome when you go to the bathroom?
What you
I
said?
think so. Unseen presence syndrome. Who's there? I'm going to the bathroom. Get out of here.
Give me encouragement and advice
Yeah.
so I can survive.
You can do it.
I thought you were gonna be like, you're getting to that age, Nate. Just give your bladder some time. Are
I'm already there.
Oh, that's terrible.
No, not
That
yet. Not
sucks.
quite. Not
That's
quite.
good. It happens to the best of us, right?
Yeah, I've never heard of that though.
Oh, you hadn't? I
No.
couldn't remember if we had talked about it, or I just see, I see so many different things, or people send you stuff, but I had seen it before on stuff. I don't think I've ever posted anything on it, but I saw that little clip and I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. I'll have to put that out there and see what people think.
It's like that one page that you started following. What was it? Some
Oh,
cult.
some magical thing. Like
Yeah, some
they had
cult or something.
I started pulling, and it was the Hermetic something or other, but they had, if you go look at it even now, because I went back to look at it's all like positive thinking and motivation. And so I'm like, man, these are great. And I had taken some of them from, so I'm like, sometimes if I really like them, I follow them so they'll show up more on my feed. And Gazooka, he said, hey, did you know that that's Aleister Crowley's old, entourage? And I was like, Aleister Crowley? No, I did not know that. And he's like, yeah. They're probably into some pretty dark stuff. So I looked it up and I was like, I'll be darned. So I told him, I go, yep, I got out of that group. He goes, just looking out for you, man. I had no idea. And so I went through all my groups actually, because there's 100 and some of them. And I thought, yeah, I better double check some of these. The rest of them look clean, so.
If you want, yeah, just start a group and Sean's going to follow it.
Probably. If it's got anything of any interest, I probably will.
Snake handling.
I don't know about that.
Just
Don't
put
know.
Care Bears on it.
Yeah.
He'll get Sean through the front door.
I'm like a hyper dog. Todd, did you see the I posted the baseball uniforms from 1880 to 2100? Now, I thought, did you
I did
watch
not
that at
see
all?
that.
Oh, it's so cool. Well, it's cool because when it starts in, the 1880 or whatever, when it first started, and it's neat because it goes through all the different like eras, but I don't understand why it needs to go to the year 2100. How in the world, we don't know what it's going to look like in 2100, and who cares at this point? Go up to the, 2025, and you can stop there. But
Yeah,
it is pretty cool.
I stopped watching it once it passed current time.
Yeah, because it's like I don't know why they I saw that one time with doctors. They put how doctors look from the Middle Ages
Yeah.
to the year whatever, and I was like, I don't really care what they're going to look like in the future at this point. I think that's kind of silly.
2100, huh?
Yeah,
We might
it's
not be
not that
around
it's not that
2100.
impressive either.
I'm not going to be around in 2100, so
Not for the baseball.
I'd be 120, almost 130 years old. I don't think so.
Not gonna download your conscience into a computer.
Now you're talking.
Yeah,
Oh my gosh. 2100. Wow, that's another 75 years.
yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, we might not be around, period. I mean, who knows?
Well, that's true too. That's true and uplifting.
Isn't it?
All in the same time.
Oh shoot, I tell you, heaven looks better and better every day. That's what.
Yeah. I wouldn't disagree with that.
So, no, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't see that. I'll have to check it out. Where'd you just post it on our
Yeah,
page?
it's on our Facebook.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you what group I got it from. The Wizards of Waverly Hills. I don't know.
Noah's fault.
The Harry Potter groups I follow. I don't know.
There's a lady, one of the office cleanings I have. There's a lady that works there, and she's a Harry Potter fanatic. She's got her whole office decorated in Harry Potter figurines, pictures, knickknacks. It's pretty wild. She is, yeah, she's obviously a Harry Potter fan. So,
I like the movies.
yeah, I
They
did too.
weren't too bad.
I haven't seen like the last one or two, but I liked them for the ones I saw. It's interesting to see them how they grew up when they were just little kids to
Yeah.
young adults.
Sort of how Stranger Things is going too.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's got another year because there was going to be like a year and a half in between the last ep or the last season to the next one. But then again, time goes fast. We might be getting closer to it. I can't remember.
Yeah, they're talking about it right now.
Okay. Yeah, because there was like a year or a year and a half in between, so that sounds about right. Yeah.
I
Have you
think
guys do what?
second season of Last of Us is getting close to dropping too.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Last of Us, what is that?
On Max, it's a video game on PlayStation. Well, it might be on other platforms too, but that's what my boys play it on. But it's basically like a biological fungus plant type thing that basically takes over the human body and starts transforming it, more or less like turns you into a killing zombie.
Oh, wow.
And if it bites you or whatever, then you get infected. But the little girl that's in the game and in the series, she gets bit, but something in her blood has a mutation or something like that. And so then she doesn't change. Her body's fighting it. So she's like the key to an antidote, a cure to it. It's pretty good. First season was really good. It sort of more or less follows the game storyline. So
Never heard of it.
yeah, Last of Us, pretty good. Because a lot of
Cool.
those video games to shows or movie stuff, they're either a hit or a complete dud.
What's the game? And then they made it into movies, three or four movies with it's the woman. She's the main character.
Tomb Raider.
Yeah, Tomb Raider.
Those aren't too bad.
Was
So
that game to movie or movie to game? Was that a game?
the game to movie.
I thought.
Yeah, it's like a treasure hunter type game.
Okay. I've never seen them, so I didn't know if they were good or not.
Yeah, they're not bad. There's been a couple different actors. I think Angelina Jolie started it, and then there's another girl that's sort of taking it over.
Yeah. Huh. Okay.
Then you
Yeah,
have
they made several of those, didn't they?
yeah.
Don't even think I saw like the first couple.
Yeah. But like they did a Doom movie.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It's okay. I think it could have been better, but well.
They only do one? They
Yeah.
just Doom? Okay.
Yeah.
What's that
And
noise?
Dwayne the Rock Johnson in
Oh. Did you
it.
get oh. What?
I thought I heard music or something. Sorry. I thought
No,
somebody's
I
phone was
know
going off.
the refrigerator here at the Verbo, it makes like a weird whining noise every once in a while.
I thought I heard something. I was like, huh. Maybe we're picking up somebody else's podcast. That's doubtful.
You're picking stuff up on your tinfoil hat.
There you go. That's probably true. Nate, you were talking about a couple weeks ago, Patriots Day, the movie. I finally watched that. That was good.
Yeah, it's very good. Very well done.
Yeah. I remember when that happened, man, and then
Yeah.
glued to the TV to catch that guy,
Yeah.
the remaining brother that hid out in that boat. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah. It was definitely a good movie.
I didn't know that they had that big shootout in the neighborhood
I
before
didn't either.
one brother got killed and then he took off and hid in the boat.
Right.
I didn't know that part of it.
That was a heck of a shootout too. I was
Oh
like,
yeah.
I mean,
Sure. Sort of remind me, remember those bank robbers that had all the body armor and everything on?
yep.
And they came out just tearing up the police officers and stuff, and they couldn't knock them down because they had all the body armor on.
In California.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
'Cause
when
I've listened to a podcast, a couple podcasts about that, and yeah.
officers start carrying like AR-15s and stuff like that, heavier rounds for those type of situations.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because 9 millimeters and stuff weren't touching them. They're just laughing at them and kept, I think they had like AKs or something like that,
Oh
just
gosh, yeah.
tearing through them.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It is, yeah. Yeah, that kind of seems like, a lot of times the police are outgunned.
Yeah.
It's never a good situation. Man. I wouldn't know what to
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great movie though. It was good recommendation. I haven't seen any other movies lately though. I haven't.
I have.
What'd you
Think
see?
I watched what is it? Well, I just finished The Electric State on Netflix. That wasn't too bad. A lot of people were giving it a bad rap, but it is entertaining. It wasn't bad. But it was like AI robots or whatever, and they more or less are conscious and they're made to do work for the humans. Well, then they're like, well, why do we have to do all the work for the humans? And so they uprise and there's a big old war and all that kind of stuff. Well, Millie, what's her name? Stranger
Oh,
Things girl.
Brown.
Yeah, Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
She's in it, and Chris Pratt, and her brother is like a genius at like the beginning of it. And they get in a car accident, and their parents get killed. And so it's her and him, and she's taking care of them, and they get in another accident. I think it's another car accident or some accident. Shows how much I paid attention while watching the movie. But anyhow, she's in a coma, he's in a coma, and they tell her that he passed away. But just the story, I mean, he becomes part of the main part of the story of the new robots that are controlled by humans, like virtual. They don't think for themselves. The humans think for them and operate. So it turns into another battle and her trying to save her brother and all that kind of stuff. I thought it was pretty good. I didn't mind it.
Sounds like some good actors and actresses.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
The Electric State.
The Electric State, huh? Never heard of that either.
And then, oh yeah, Kraven the Hunter. I watched that too. That's good too. And that got a bad rap too for a Marvel movie. I thought it was all right. Yeah.
I told you guys we were watching, Jen and I were watching Tombstone. We were sitting there around talking about Val Kilmer and kind of lamenting, and we kept, that's one thing I've always been proud about Jenna, or with Jenna, is that she can quote Tombstone like nobody's business, just like Todd. And that's one of her, it's so funny because that's one of her favorite movies. And when I met her, I was like, this girl likes Tombstone. I gotta marry her. She also liked Dirty Dancing and some of those other ones, but Grease and all that stuff. But Tombstone, I could definitely dig. But yeah, we watched that the other night, and it's so fun to watch. Like, it's so funny that, like, there's not very many movies that you can watch over and over and over and over again. But it's just so fun to see the performance.
Oh, yeah.
All the guys are amazing, but Val Kilmer is just outstanding.
Yep. Should have gotten an Oscar.
Yeah, no kidding, right? It's crazy.
And before got on with you guys to do this tonight, I started continuing American Primeval on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tommy was talking about that, remember?
Pretty good.
Yeah,
I'm about to check that out.
it's gruesome, but they say it's
Yeah.
so good. So gruesome, but so good.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I need to find a good series.
Our histories are not for the faint of heart, is what I've learned.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa. We are the result of the strongest willed people anyway, if not the physically and sometimes mentally strongest, but yeah, we're the result of a lot of that. The ones that survived.
Yeah, I'll just say one little scene. I had to turn it off because I had to get this going with you guys, but I'm still on first episode of season one, and so this mother and her son, they're trying to venture west to get to her husband, his father, and because he went out there before them. From what I can gather, it may not be that way, but that's the story so far. And so nobody's willing to take them from the fort that they got to and continue off to where that they need to go. So she asks a Mormon clan, a man and his, I think, two or three wives, if she could just tag along just for company to the next location, then she'll figure out from there how to continue. And so they're finally like, okay, yeah, that's fine. Well, then they're continuing, and they met some people out in the middle of nowhere, some outlawish type people. And so they're sitting there and having dinner and just sharing stories and talking about their lives and their past. And one girl starts talking, and next thing you know, an arrow goes straight through her from the back of her head and sticking out between her eyes and her forehead.
Oh man.
Indians start attacking.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Whoa, that's
Yeah.
rough.
That's intense.
Whoa.
Yeah, they say like throats getting slashed and yeah, arrows through heads and body parts. And, yep. Yeah, they're not messing around. It's truly primeval, right?
Oh, yeah.
I might have to reconsider on that.
Well,
It's
it wasn't
gruesome.
like bloody, splatter, and you just see the head of the
Jesus.
arrow go boop, right out the center of her forehead.
Oh gosh. That's pretty gruesome. I heard it was gruesome. I mean, I can handle bloody, but daggone, that sometimes that stuff like oof. And throat slashing. I can't stand watching that. I cannot watch. If they just show it like,
Yeah. The action.
if the hand kind of covers it, I can handle it, but even if I know what happened, but if they show it like then oh gosh. Just that whole, I don't know.
I tell you what makes me cringe is there's video. Now I'm sure there's numerous people that have done videos of it. giving themselves a paper cut in the web of their fingers and their toes.
Oh,
I'd rather see
yikes.
an arrow go through somebody's head than a paper
Yeah.
cut and feel, oh, they do that? Oh, people are stupid. Why am I surprised? Why am I
Yeah.
surprised?
Don't expect the unexpected,
Ow. That, ow.
Yeah, that's not pleasant.
I'm surprised. Do they pour salt on it too? Like,
Oh.
Don't know.
Icing on the cake, right? Oh.
I just hate getting a normal paper cut, let alone in between in the webs of my fingers and toes.
No, there's nothing worse.
I know there's a some video guys like TikTok-ish or Facebook Reels or whatever, Instagram. I think they're from Australia, a couple of them, and they just torment each other. Like the last episode I watched, they took different types of whips and took turns hitting each other with these whips, like across their back and across their stomach, across their calf.
Oh.
And then they'd rate it from 1 to 10 on the pain scale.
Ow.
Oh man, they'd just lace into them. They'd go around screaming, and they're like, "Yeah, that's a solid 6." I was like, "What? They just drew blood.
Oh.
How is that a 6?"
Yikes. I don't know.
Oh, have you seen?
Makes all kinds.
Yeah, there's other videos. It's two Chinese or Japanese kids, and they put like frog masks on with
Oh, boxing gloves.
no, they put like a whistle or like a kazoo type thing in their mouth,
Oh,
and then they
oh.
do different things, and like if they lose or whatever, they'll have an elastic band around their chest or wherever, or on their thigh, and they grab, if they lose whatever challenge they're doing, the other one grabs the elastic band, pulls it as far as they can, lets it
Oh.
go. And if they make a noise after it hits them, they get it done to them again.
Oh, God. Oh,
So
terrible.
you know it hurts because you'll hear it just go whack, and they're like,
Oh,
and they're like, nope, and they grab it again.
terrible.
They just torment each other, but for whatever reason, I get locked in on that and I'm just laughing
Other
hysterically
people's
at
pain, right?
all this antic stuff that they're doing. Like they did the electric bug zappers that look like tennis rackets. And they'd be blindfolded, and they'd have like two doors for your left or right hand. So whoever wasn't blindfolded would put the zapper in front of one of them, then they'd choose which one they want to stick their hand through.
Oh, God. Jeez.
Whatever reason, that stuff just cracks me up.
I like watching the I've seen it a few different times, but it was popular a few months ago, but putting Coke bottles on the ceiling fan,
Oh,
oh
yeah.
spinning around, and people, and then the people are blindfolded and they have to kind of time it,
Yeah.
and they get
Yeah.
walked, bonked in the head. I think that's so funny. I watch that all day long.
As long as it's not you, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I saw one where they had motorcycle helmets on, and they're out back. I want to say they had like a little like power wheel motorcycle hanging off a rope off the tree, and they're doing that. So
Oh,
they
God.
come in, just bam, just smoke them in the head with the helmet on. They'd fall out of the chair and lay in the yard, and then get up and do it again.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. None of these things. I would do the ceiling fan thing. That'd be kind of funny. Maybe.
Sort of like a modern day pinata.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah.
I can't spare any more brain cells. The stuff that people come up with is quite amazing.
Oh, yeah.
The stuff that they're willing to do to themselves or to each other, right?
Yeah,
It's
for
like
sure.
Jackass, the
Oh
on MTV,
yeah.
watching
Right.
TV.
Johnny
Oh
Knoxville.
yeah. Yep.
He's got white hair now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's not that old. He's maybe a couple of years older than me. I don't know.
Yeah, I believe he's in his 50s for sure.
But that's when all that started. Or who started it, I guess, doing those type of things.
Yeah, I think they did the paper cuts, Steve-O.
Oh yes.
Oh, I
Yes,
But then I've
they
seen
did.
other people do it too.
Yes, they have. They did do the paper cut. Josh. And they
Well,
would, yeah.
another movie I need to finish it. I started it this past weekend was Pixels with Adam Sandler.
Oh, that's
Oh,
a
yes.
great
Great
movie.
movie.
It's a
Yeah.
great movie.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Our kids like it. They've seen it a ton of times.
Yeah, I'm about three quarters of the way through it. We had to stop and make dinner, so I haven't finished it yet, but
Yeah, that's a good movie.
I've been watching the and I've taken my time on them, but the Timeline movies from Weird History, they're on YouTube and it's very nostalgic, but they take it's probably about I don't know, 15, 20, 25 minutes an episode, but they do every year starting 1970 to, I think they go all the way to 20, or it might be 2009 or 2010. They haven't made any past that, but they're, it's funny to watch your, like your birth year, but it just shows all the, a lot of the main events that happened during the year, but also some of the wild and crazy stuff, you know, the weird stuff. But it's kind of addictive to watch. Like I said, it's just the way they present it is very entertaining. So, but yeah, so I like those. They had a they were talking about 19, I think it was 96 I was watching, and I forgot about this because I'm used to Jon Stewart being the Daily Show host, and then he went away and then he came back. But do you remember Craig Kilborn? I hadn't heard that name in forever. But they were like, "You remember when the Daily Show actually originally started? It was Craig Kilborn." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, I haven't heard that for a long time." But I wonder whatever happened to that guy.
He was used to be an ESPN anchor.
Yeah, right. But then I haven't seen him. Now I've got myself wondering. But yeah, that series is pretty cool.
Sounds neat.
Gosh, he's a lot older now. Of
Aren't we
course,
all?
right?
Aren't we all? I did think of a movie I did watch probably 2, 3 weeks ago. It's the I'm drawing a blank on the exact name, but it's about the founding of McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
It's really good.
Is
It's a
that with
lot.
Michael Keaton?
Yes.
Yeah,
Have you
that's
seen it?
excellent. Yes.
Yeah.
What the heck is it called? Not franchise. What's it called?
The founder.
The Founder. That's it. Yep.
Yeah, that was good. Totally different than what I thought. Man, he was ruthless. I mean, not to give spoilers, but
And he bought the Padres, didn't he?
yep.
They said he was pretty ruthless. I think he was I don't know if he was Marge Schott kind of ruthless, but he might have been next door to level to Marge Schott.
Man, I mean, he just was like, once he latched onto the franchise, he just, man, he was brutal.
Oh yeah, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting story. Michael Keaton does a great job in that
Oh,
role.
yeah. He's a great actor. Yeah, the Padres still, I think they still have it on their shirt or their sleeves, RAK for the founder. Yep.
Well, have you know that my reels are still being infiltrated by a pimple popping.
Oh,
Oh,
nice.
of course. Of course they
Yeah.
are.
Man, I watched one the other day. It was awesome. I watched a bunch. I mean, I watch them all the time, but man. Big old blackhead just being squeezed out and
Yum, yum. Give me some. No,
pulls
thank
it
you.
out and it's like it just keeps coming out. It just keeps coming. There's a big old hole left in their face or whatever it was. I think it was their back, yeah.
Did you guys get to watch that
What is that?
the oh what is oh are you oh you're showing us one. Thank you.
Oh, nice.
Yummy.
That's too bright or something.
Yeah.
Oh darn.
There.
I can't see it. It's only part. Oh, yeah. Oh, what is that?
He's using his shirt.
Dude, that's gross, man.
Awesome.
Don't post that. That is ultimate creepy right there. It's a good thing
Pretty
we're not a
talented though to
YouTube
get into
channel.
dessert.
Ugh. The other thing I've been enjoying is Billy Corgan, Smashing Pumpkins lead
Yeah.
singer.
Yeah.
He's got a great podcast. It's called The Magnificent Others.
Right.
And he does a lot of like kind of, I mean, they're known, musicians or actresses or actors or whatever, but people that didn't really get as much credit as they probably deserve. And he just sits there and just interviews the heck out of now. What did I send you? The Gene Simmons one, which I don't think Gene Simmons is
Yeah.
somebody that's, I mean, I think he's pretty much revered, but that was such a good interview with, and he says, I know I've heard him say a lot of the things, but every time you hear some of those interviews with some of those stars and, famous people, it's so interesting to hear things that you've never heard told before. And it's funny because Billy Corgan at the end of that interview talks about, he said, when I was, I was famous lead singer, the Smashing Pumpkins in the 90s. I think it was it 95, 96 they did their trip or a trip not a tribute show, but a like a what am I trying to say? Anniversary show or something like that
Oh.
in the mid 90s. And he goes, you guys were on stage. He said, I got there were 60,000 KISS fans. And he said, I was standing there and trying to figure out where I was going to watch the show because he said, I sure as heck didn't want to watch a show with all the fans because I figured, he was at the height of his career and fame and everything, and he might get like mauled. And he said, somebody that, like some other famous guy basically said, hey, why don't you come watch it over here? And he's like, oh, okay. He's like, here, follow me over here. He goes, he took me up on the stage. He said, so it was me and the roadies and KISS. And he said, I got on, he goes, Gene, I was on your side. And he said, I'm just standing there. And he's like, this is great. But I don't think I was, I'm not sure that we got anybody's permission because nobody else was allowed, up there. There's not even VIP access. And he said, I got to thinking, what's Gene going to say? And he goes, I'd met you several times and you were always very nice to me, Gene. But he goes, you're in your demon costume and you got your shoe lifts. And he said, you're spitting blood and doing all that stuff. And he said, then you, ca he goes, you came over where I was at to kind of take a break and get a drink. And he said, you came over and he said, I thought you were going to be just like furious with me. What are you doing here? And he said, he came over and you're like, Billy, is that you, Billy? You enjoying the show? And he said, he got a towel and was kind of wiping himself down a little bit as, roadies or whatever. And he's like, yeah, this is amazing, And he said, you were so nice to me. He said, I will never, he's like, all I could think was like, I am the luckiest man alive to be sitting here enjoying KISS like this, like nobody else could do. These 60,000 fans would kill to be up here. And Gene, and being Gene, he's like, he just, he let him kind of tell the sentimental story and how much it meant to him. And then he goes to Billy, he goes, well, that's gotta be at least worth $5. He's like, you should probably give me $5 for that. And Billy goes, I'm not giving you effing, effing S. And he was like, and he's like, that's worth a try, It was just hilarious. He's
That's good.
such a tightwad as he, and he loves to play that up.
That is a good story.
Like that's at least $5 worth of that memory,
Oh,
right?
Gene is always after the dollar.
Yeah. And on his hat has the bag of money with the dollar sign on it. He's so funny.
Yeah, I knew he had a podcast.
It's really good. I listened to the share. He had Sharon Osbourne. I thought, I don't know how much I'll like that one. I enjoy Ozzy Osbourne. I enjoy the Osbournes and, kind of their beginnings and all that stuff with Black Sabbath and Sharon's dad being the big wig that he was signed with. And but it's really interesting to listen to her. She is one heck of a lady. She's tough. And a cancer survivor and all that stuff too. So, hey, I found a super haunted place that we should probably cover at some point.
What?
Do you guys want to? It's in Denmark. It's called Dragsholm Slot Haunted. Dragsholm Slot, located in Dragsholm, Odsherred, Zealand, Denmark, is known for its haunted reputation. It is said to be one of the most haunted castles in Europe. Of course, it is, right? With over 100 ghosts reportedly wandering its corridors. Some of the most famous ghostly residents include the Earl of Bothwell, a grey lady, and a white lady. The Earl of Bothwell, also known as James Hepburn, was imprisoned in Dragsholm Castle after fleeing Scotland. He was accused of murdering Lord Darnley, the second husband of Mary, Queen of the Scots. He was kept in harsh conditions, chained to a pillar, and died at the age of 44. The Grey Lady is believed to be a former servant who died from a toothache after being denied help by her master. The White Lady is said to be a tragic figure who was bricked into a wall in the basement and left to die by her father when she became pregnant before her wedding. These stories, along with others, contribute to the castle's reputation as a place of paranormal activity. It says today, Dragsholm Slot operates as a luxury hotel and restaurant, offering guests the opportunity to experience its haunted history. So yeah, Earl of Bothwell, Grey Lady, White Lady. So, but it says it's yeah, it's a great destination for paranormal enthusiasts, but it's also got a lot of amazing history too. It looks super creepy, but super striking, actually. It looks really cool. It's very
Really
regal. I call it regal.
regal.
Posh.
Mark your calendars. It is said that September 12th, Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, will be in theaters.
I heard about that.
It goes to 11. You
Yeah,
guys
I
don't
did hear about
know about that,
that.
do you?
Spinal Tap 2, huh? I need to watch the first one again.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen it, but I remember a lot of the classic scenes.
They do it so well, you think you're watching a real documentary.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's
That's what
true.
they're trying to achieve, was
You
like
mean they
just
weren't?
showing the a lot of the ridiculous antics
Oh,
that can
yeah.
happen on tours.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them were inspired by actual events.
Yeah, I bet. I love their accents, how they have their British accent. When is it? You said September 12th?
September 12th.
September 12th. That's a week before our live show. Nice. Not that far away.
No, it is not.
5 months away. It's not very, yeah, not very far at all. Yeah. That'll be fun. That'd be one I'd like to go to the theater and watch. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Not that it has to be watched at a theater, but that one, I would pay money to go see.
I just came across a post. It's from a Facebook group called 1980s Child. Has a picture of Charlie Daniels playing the fiddle. It says, 8-year-old me sliding my straw in and out of my McDonald's cup.
That's funny.
I used to do that. Oh man.
Charlie Daniels. Devil Went Down to Georgia. That's a great song.
Yes, he did. Yeah, that's a classic, man.
I didn't told you once, you son of a. I'm the
Go.
best it's ever been.
Johnny.
That's right. Johnny rosin up his bow and played his fiddle hard. Something dealt cards.
Something else and something else, yeah. We got those lyrics down.
If you do, the devil will get your soul. Yep. What else you guys got before we wrap this up?
I had one more cool thing that if you have to go and look at it. It's in Spain, but it's in one of the cemeteries over there, and it's called the Kiss of Death. It's also known as El Pato de la Mort in Catalan, and El Beso de la Muerte in Spanish. It's a marble sculpture located in Poblenou Cemetery in Barcelona. The sculpture is believed to have been crafted by Jaume Barba in 1930. It depicts a winged skeleton bestowing a kiss on the forehead of a young man, symbolizing death as a tender embrace rather than a fearful event. It marks the grave of Joseph Laudet Soler, a former textile manufacturer, and features a verse from Catalan poet Jacint Verdaguer on its base. The sculpture is one of the cemetery's most iconic tombs and has inspired various interpretations and discussions about its meaning. But yeah, it's kind of cool because like the skeleton with wings is looming over the sky, and it actually does look very peaceful. But it's beautiful. Like the craftsmanship is amazing because you see all the guys. The guy's got like a loincloth or something wrapped around him, probably. But you see his chest and all his muscles and everything, and then it's juxtaposed against the skeleton. And but it's just like almost like a the kiss is almost. It looks like I said, instead of death being a feared event, it looks like it's like peaceful and there's almost like an empathy there, you know, like it's time to go kind of thing. So yeah, it's kind of cool. I saw somebody posted about it, and I was like, what the heck is the kiss of death? You know, I'm like, that's kind of wild. But yeah, it's cool. So look it up. But yeah, it'd be cool to go see, of course, when next time we're in Spain.
Oh yeah. I'm going there next weekend.
Yeah. Hanging out.
What you got, Nate? Anything before we wrap it up?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. Yeah, nothing's popping to my mind right now.
Nothing's pimple popping
No
on your
pimple
mind.
popping.
Me neither. I like these freestyles though. They're kind of fun. Every once in a while. I mean, I wouldn't want to do them all the time, but
So not next week.
nope.
Dang it.
But they're good when something does happen, then
Yeah.
we can just talk about whatever.
Let's get together and talk.
With the creepy breeze.
It's like Brett and Carl. They do their evil talk.
I love those.
I tried to get on the last one, tried to get on the YouTube, and I was able to watch them and listen, but I wasn't able to get in where I could post, you know, a comment, and it wouldn't let me. So next time, if I think I'm going to get on there, Brett told me to let him know ahead of time. He can give me the link, but I was able, but I went to the Facebook group and tapped on the link and
Wasn't working.
wanted my password and wanted it, but it said it sent a code to my email and it wouldn't, but it never did, and or to my phone, I think through text, but it never did, so I wasn't able to get it. So yeah, it was good. It was good. I'm not able to listen to all of them, but I was able to listen to most of the last one.
Thank you.
Carl got on later on towards the end, but so it was just Brett and the other guy. I can't remember his name.
Believe they got snow down there recently.
In Dallas, Fort Worth?
I think so. I
Oh,
thought
wow.
Brett posted pictures of it on Facebook.
Oh, wow. That sucks.
Yeah, that doesn't happen too often down there.
No.
I saw a map of all the tens of thousands of weather just over a short period of time. You know, ours was flooding and severe storms and tornadoes, and a lot of places had the same stuff. But they said in just a short period of time how many thousands of severe weather issues there were across good portions of the country. I was like, man, you know, they're like, yeah, it's this time of year, you just never know what's going to happen. But it's pretty wild, the number, you know, that's out there. Weather is unpredictable for sure.
Yeah, it's been rough lately. Poor Kentucky, my gosh, they get flooded. They've been getting nailed the last few months. Storms.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I was talking to Rachel, I think last weekend, and I was like, it seems like every year it's the weather gets worse and worse and worse as far as storms and like tornadoes and severe stuff. It just, I don't remember all this, the quantity of all these events back when I was a kid.
Yeah, me either. Seems like the devastation is, yeah, there's more of it.
Yeah.
Maybe we're just more aware of it too, to a degree, with all the interconnectedness that we got with social media and
Yeah,
stuff.
true.
But yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, that's true. Just seems like it's worse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
How could it get any worse? Oh, it can get worse. It can always be worse, right?
Oh yeah. Well, good. So is that a wrap on the freestyle?
I say yes. Are we going? Wait, what? No, we don't have to
Oh
go to
no.
freestyle. We're
Put
going. We're
that
leaving.
on the list. Oh no, I can't say that.
I can't put it on the list. We're leaving, but not for good.
Well, okay then. Or to the middle-aged moment or dark side. Nate, what? I'll let you go first.
I'll just say a moment.
I'm gonna go with dark side.
From this moment, it is a dark side.
Nailed
Yes. Well,
it.
I thought I'd go with what we were just talking about, since I was talking about the Smashing Pumpkins and Billy Corgan. It is Bullet with Butterfly Wings, baby.
Oh
It's a
yeah.
great, great
Good one.
song. The world is a vampire, sent to drain. Secret destroyers hold you up to the flames. And what do I get for my pain? Betrayed desires and a piece of the game. Even though I know, I suppose I'll show all my cool and cold, like old job. Despite all my rage, it's not as fun to not scream it out like he does. Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage. Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage. Someone will say, what is lost can never be saved. Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage. Now I'm naked, nothing but an animal. But can you fake it for just one more show? And what do you want? I want to change. And what do you got? You feel the same? Even though I know, I suppose I'll show all my cool and cold like old job. Despite all my rage, I'm still just a rat in a cage. Despite all my rage, I'm still a rat in a cage, cat in a cage. When the heck? Rat in a cage. Then someone will say, what is lost you can never be saved. Despite all my rage, I'm still just a rat in a cage. So tell me I'm the only one. Tell me there's no other one. Jesus was an only son. Yeah. Just tell me I'm the chosen one. Jesus was an only son for you. Despite all my rage, still just a rat in the cage. It goes on and on and on, of course. So just repeating, but it is such a fantastic, what a powerful song. One obviously that the Smashing Pumpkins are known for. They have a lot of good hits. I was sharing them with Harrison. And I told him, I said, have I ever like shared much? He said, yeah, Dad, I've heard some Smashing Pumpkins, but I was like, there's so many good hits out there that I kind of forget about. And they really did make a pretty big dent in the alternative game back in the 90s.
Yeah, I remember their two disc, which this song's part of it. Two disc, Melancholy, something, something, something. I don't
And
know.
the infinite sadness.
Yeah, Infinite Sadness. Yeah, I sat and I'd listen to both CDs, front, back, forwards, sideways, like everything on them.
Yeah.
They're really good for that time when they came out.
He said that one, he's talked in other, well, I guess he was on Rogan too, Billy was, and then he's been on some other podcasts, and he talks about his relationship with his dad, which he has a lot of love for his dad. He always calls him daddy. He'll say, you know, daddy this, daddy that. So you could tell that he has like an affinity for his dad. But he said his dad was a musician. And I guess he had a lot of children and that, you know, out of wedlock and, you know, different women. And he lived quite the life, it sounds like. And I think he kind of, it sounded like that he had, some animosity towards Billy because he succeeded so much, and he would tell him, "Oh, you just got lucky," and basically kind of just putting him down and never seeming very proud of him. And that's he's like, "Man, I just wanted my dad to be proud of me." And his dad was a good singer and a good musician, and he just wanted his dad to acknowledge that he had succeeded and he was proud of him. But it doesn't sound like he ever got that.
He said his dad was a professional musician, but just didn't get the fame like Billy did.
Yeah, I never knew
But
that. I never knew that backstory.
he never I think from what Billy was saying, he never his dad never like he's a professional musician, but he never like really pushed hard to be great and famous. It was there, he was doing it, but then let's just say extracurricular stuff
Right. Got it.
involved
That's right.
too.
Yeah, that's right.
So
I think the other interesting thing I've heard Billy talk about in some of the interviews is how some of the music industry would call him and the band into boardrooms and talk to him about, you really need to go this direction to sell more records, and we need you to kind of play the game here and there. And he said, "I don't get mad very often," but he said those meetings I would just slam my fist down and say, he said, "I gotta quote Popeye, I am what I am. I'm not changing myself or anything. You guys can go fly a kite, basically. I'm not doing it." So I thought that was pretty cool that he's always stuck to his guns as a, somebody that like he's an artist, a true artist that's is gonna do what's right for the music and instead of worrying about the bottom dollar.
yep.
All right. Which I think he's made plenty of money too, but
Oh.
Yeah, I like that melancholy and the infinite sadness. I love that CD.
Oh yeah.
I wore it out.
Fantastic.
I think I actually had, I'm trying to think, I either had the CD or the tape. I think I might have the cassette.
It'd be two of them because it's a dual CD.
I think I did because I had a Saturn, and the Saturn had a CD player and a cassette deck still. But I think I had the cassette or cassettes.
You're high rolling.
Oh yeah, big time.
What's a cassette deck?
Someone said that this is 10 years ago. Somebody said that it was in the Plainfield, like textbooks in the history books.
I heard that.
Is that
Oh,
true?
okay.
I heard that too. I'm not sure if it's true, but we'll have to ask our kids.
Well, heck, a lot of newer vehicles, they don't even have CD players anymore. It's
Nope.
all Bluetooth.
Yeah,
Link
they
your
don't have
phone up
CD
to it.
player. Heck, my 2015 that I had, I mean, I got it new 10 years ago, didn't have a CD player, and that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So I know it's a crazy world, old school now. But well, thanks, Sean. That was a good middle-aged dark side.
No problem.
Sponsor or sponsorship. Yeah. Shout outs. Who wants to start? Who's got a shout out?
I do have a shout out, and it's one that I want to do for Dave Domi. He's had a rough time recently anyway, but he's actually I shouldn't say it that way. He's actually had a really good time because he's had some love in his life with his new girlfriend Brooke. But he had one of his best friends Timmy Puger died suddenly last week, and
Oh
he re
no.
and I've been reaching out to him just checking on make sure he's okay, and we've talked a little bit, and it's just a big hit to him, and he said, "Hey, would you mind, doing a shout out to him?" And I said, "Absolutely, I'll do a shout out to both of you." So, thoughts, prayers, may he be at peace. And he's way too young to pass, it sounds like. And I know Dave's been hurting with that. So, and he's a friend of the show. He's been a big part of our history. And so we just want to collectively wrap our arms around him and Brooke and their family and friends and just say we're sorry.
Wow, that's too bad.
Yep. Sad news.
Yeah, really.
That was a good shout. Any other shout outs?
I did well, and I don't mean to just be the bearer of bad news, but our friend Lydia too, Austin and Lydia's cousin died suddenly, and that's fairly new news too. And I reached out to her, and I told her I'm so sorry for her loss, and they're going through a lot there. So I want to reach out my thoughts and condolences, our thoughts and condolences. Just that we love them, and we're sorry for the her loss. It was very sad. And it sounds like she said that her cousin was, one of those cousins that's, your best friend and you want to grow old with, and they had plans to do that. And so it's just kind of pretty bittersweet. So they were already talking about like different music that made him, kind of help and heal, and what they were going to be would play at her funeral. And so we're thinking about her. And like I said, I don't do a lot of shout outs that are, thoughts and prayers, but today I guess we had a fair amount of that.
I don't want to ask if you have any more shout outs. I don't want
I'm good. No, I think we're good.
to. Okay. Nate, do you have any shout outs?
Yeah, I do. Shout out to Tiff and Scott from work here in Ohio for becoming new listeners of the show.
Nice.
We
All right.
appreciate it and hope they continue to listen. And yeah.
Very cool. What you said, Tiffany and Scott?
Yes.
Thank you, Tiffany and Scott, for listening. I appreciate that. Good shout out, Nate. I don't have any shout outs. I'm shout outless.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Trust me, I got all kinds of personal problems. I might as
Shout
well add
out, Les. That's probably one of the best ones there.
that. Well, excellent. Excellent shout outs. Oh, we have another sponsor.
Hey, creepies, do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Marka Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings.
Thank you, Greenwood Happy Haunts, for your sponsorship. We love Mr. Scott and Miss Corey.
We do.
Right, Nate?
We do.
Excellent. Excellent. Good answer.
Well, when you guys have a twist of my arm so hard,
I know.
I gotta be nice.
I know
I
it. Sometimes we gotta rough you up a little bit.
know. Take the big man down.
It's not easy.
Yeah, we do appreciate their sponsorship, and go check out their store. It's hard to explain. You just have to go see it.
One of a kind.
Yes, it is. Man, I
God, I
got.
was. Oh, sorry.
No, I was gonna say I got to make it there. I got to. I miss it. It's been a while.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I was
We need
gonna
to.
say, I have a suggestion.
Yeah.
Well, we all need to get down to Greenwood Happy Haunts, first of all. But the other one was when we do shout outs, I think we'll get sued if we do this, but we should still do kisses. Shout it, shout it, shout it out loud to introduce our shout out section.
That's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea. Again, we might get sued. I don't know. We probably should pass that by legal, but
I'm sure Gene would sue us in a heartbeat.
probably for $5, right?
If he can make a dime, he'll sue us.
We can give him a whole lot of zeros.
Yeah.
Not much to be had.
Oh, that was funny when speaking of zeros, when I said Pete still has, he still has to come to the live show, so we're guaranteed at least.
Yes.
And he said he'd have an appearance fee for some zeros. I thought that was funny.
That is funny.
We can guarantee that.
Oh yeah, we can make that
We can guarantee. No problem, Pete. Oh shoot! Well, coming off the sponsorship, Sean, do you have second announcements?
I do. You can follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, X. And you can email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us, excuse me, on Facebook or Instagram. We sell all kinds of awesome merch, so go get you some.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Yeah, go get you a fun t-shirt or a mug or something.
Or a hoodie.
Or a hoodie. Well,
Depends on where you're at. Yeah, you can use it for a while. We're still I'm here wearing a hoodie.
I am too. Yeah.
Bath towel.
Bath towel.
We weren't gonna tell on you. You told on yourself.
You know what? I'm gonna look up, see if I can't get a bath towel, and I'll post it on the Facebook page. I'll promote our new Mako bath towel.
Oh, Nate, I thought you meant you were just wearing a bath towel, and that I was like, oh yeah, that's a we.
All right.
I was like, just tell on yourself.
That's like when Jerry always they you could get a Hillbilly Horror Stories shower curtain, and he's like, I want to see if anybody would ever order one, and somebody did order one.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. So maybe we can get a Mako shower curtain made up. We'll stick with the bath towel first.
That's creepy.
That is creepy. Well, Nate, what do you
Yeah.
have for us, sir?
Well, I hope everybody's stuck in there with us on this freestyle episode. But that's a wrap.
Thank you, sir. And we want to thank you, creepies, for listening to episode 213 and our creeped out freestyle number 10. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.